Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Ches, and we are on the sugyas. We're up to the Mishnah sugyas about schach, about what's kosher for schach. Daraisa, we mentioned in the last shiur that even though there are three requirements for schach, maybe really two of them are requirements. We talk about the difference between pasul schach and no schach. Is something like mechubar, machlokas, maybe Rashi in the Ritva. Maybe if you have mechubar, is that pasul schach or is that not even schach? There could be nafkaminas between the two in terms of tasav alomena asui, and that is relating to yesterday's daf. So we're up to the Mishnah, which discusses the next din of schach. Okay, the next couple of Mishnayos are all about the schach. Says the Mishnah, chavile kash. We're on the Zayin of a base in the Ozvahadar as well. Chavile kash, chavile esam, chavile zradim. Somebody has a bundle of straw, or wood, or some other type of branches. You can't use them b'schach. You can't use them b'schach. A bundle of branches fulfill all the requirements. They're not makabel tuma, and they grow from the ground, and they're not attached to the ground. So this is going to be, as we'll see, an issa d'rabbanan. A big bundle, you can't be b'schachich. Why? The Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say, imitirin k'shiris, but if you untie the bundle, and now you just have loose branches, then it's fine. That's exactly what schach is. The kulan kisheros l'dfanos, and they're all kasher l'dfanos. Meaning the Mishnah tells us walls have no limitation and what they need to be made of. Walls can be made of anything, made of stone and made of wood. Anything is makabel tuma. Walls can be made of anything. We'll talk about by the Shem at the beginning of the second parak, the sugya of maimid. Sugya of maimid, which is being maimid, putting this kosher schach on top of the walls, which are directly. Which are mamid of the davar makabel tumos. That Be'ez Hashem will have to talk about in the beginning of the second parak. But here the Mishnah says, again, bundles are no good. If you untie them, good. And they're all okay for tfanos. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Mibnei, what's the reason? Why can't you use a bundle? I have a big bundle of schach with branches, and I'm going to put it on top of my schach. What's the problem? Mibnei shehi nireis ka'otzer. Because it looks like otzer for storage. Why? Because let's say I have a big bundle of branches, and I put it up on top of my sukkah, as we said yesterday, I think, or the last year, not because I want to use it for schach, but it's a storage. I just want to put it up there to dry. I want to put it up there to, it's a good place. It's out of the way. So that's no good. We said schach, even though Beis Hillel says schach doesn't have to be l'shma, l'shem sukkah, l'shem mitzvah sukkah, but it has to be l'shem tzel. It has to be there as a roof for protection. That's what's needed. If I just put it up there for storage purposes, then that's no good. So therefore, because bundles are often used for storage purposes, I'm not allowed to use a bundle midrabanan. Midaraisa, this is perfect schach. That happens, let's say I tied it even with a davar makabel tuma, with string that grows from the ground. But still, I'm not allowed to use that for schach, because even if I put it there, l'shem sale, because I might put it there, if I do that, then I might be able to machshir it, even if I use it l'shem storage. And therefore, that's the Isser Durabanan. Isser Durabanan. Look at the Karbana Eda. L'kach chavilim sulin. This is why the chavilin are puzzled. Shel lefamim, sometimes. Adabam and asada kol yemos achama. A person comes back from the field in the summer. V'chavilaso al ksefo. And he has his big bundle on his shoulder. Umanicha al sukaso shel kol yemos hashana. And he just puts it down up there to dry. Liyabshan velo l'schach. Ukshami giyachag. And maybe when sukkahs comes, he looks, he's like, oh, I got a sukkah in the backyard. And he's not going to, he put it up there, not l'shem shade. Ukshemagia achag nimla chaleim l'schach. V'atara amra, tasav lo menasi b'psul. Right? There's a problem if it's not schach, and I'm going to all of a sudden change my mind. Oh, schach no good. V'zek shesichech shelo l'shem schach. And when this person put it up there, not for schach, afilu l'tzel, elo l'yabesh, ein shem sukkah chalolav. Right? If he puts it up there for storage, it's not good schach, it's not a sukkah. V'gazu rabbanon. So therefore, Chazal said you can't use bundles, even if you did put it up there l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Gezeira mishum chavila de kol hashana to be daraisa psulin. That's the issur derabanan. Gezeira derabanan nireis ka'otzer. Shadir's ka'otzer, therefore, is not allowed. How big is a bundle? How big is a bundle? How many branches make up a bundle? Rabbi Yaakov bar Avia, Rav Sheshes b'shem Rav Chiya Rabba, in chavila b'chusa me'esrim v'chamisha. 25. That's the gzeira. If it's anything less than 25, then that's not called a bundle, and therefore there wouldn't be a gzeira. It's 25. If you look in the Bavli seems to say 3. 3. So is it 25? Is it 3? So machlokas Rambam Raivid. And is this a machlokas between the Babli and the Yerushalmi? Look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Parakei is all the halachas of Schach. Schach, we read for the beginning of Parakei. Haschach shel sukkah eino kosher mikol davar. Don't think you can use anything for your roof of the sukkah. Ein mesachin el bedavar shekidula bin haaretz shene'ekar min haaretz ve'eino makabel toma. So he puts all three together, even though he pointed out in the Mishnah, maybe it's a 2 and 1. Vein reicho ra, but he adds, it can't smell bad, because that is, it's gonna ruin your sukkah. Vein no share, it doesn't, fall down, pieces don't fall down. Vein no novel tamid, it doesn't, come down. Siba davar shegidu, and then he talks about, what you have to do to, fix it. But later on, our halacha, where we're up to, chavile kash, chavile ezra, chavile zradim, these bundles ain't masachkin bahem. Because gzerishem yasozem chavilos algago kedil yabshan, maybe you'll use it, put it up there just to dry. Vinimlach v'yeshiv tachtayen, and it wasn't made l'shem schach. But if you v'metirik sheiros v'in chavila p'chusa me esrim v'chamisha badim. Rabban Paskin 25. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram b'Yerushalmi matzosa. I found that day in the Yerushalmi. Read the Ravid, learn Yerushalmi dafyomi. V'lo yadati. Lama Kasva. I found it in the Yerushalmi, but I don't know why the Rambam says this. Why? Because look in the Bavli. Shehi also did Bavli Dafyomi. Shaharei afilu agad shlosha shmei aged. Look in Dafyud Gimel, it says, eged shlosha shmei aged. Right? Putting even three together is called an eged. But what do we do with our lulav tsarech eged? We have three minim. Right? We have a lulav hadasim and aravas. Right? Lulav tsarech eged. So eged is three. So, says the Ravid, I don't know why the Rambam wrote 25 if it's three. Ket magid Mishnah. Magen Mishnah, v'rabbeinu mafarish, masha amru b'gemara seinu, de'eged shlosha shmei eged, le'inyin haza'a, de'chsiv bei agudas ezov. There's a difference between an aguda and a chavila. An aguda, that's three. That's what require agudas ezov by mitzora and, in other contexts, paraduma. Aval chavila eina kriya p'chos b'chafei, bedin, badin. No machlokas, I'd rather make shalom. Right here, we're talking about a chavila. Chavila is the drabana, and an eged is three. V'yesh mefarshim kedivrei haravid. Some explain like the haravid. V'yesh teimam in halacha shlokas lo yerushalmi lo gemara seinu deged shlosh shmeged. Why didn't the riff say anything? Okay, and the Rabbeinu Manoach also is machalik between chavila and aguda. Okay, that's an answer to how to make shalom. The Rambam's paskening, he says the Bavli doesn't say anything here, right? It's the Yerushalmi that talks about a chavila. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Taf Reish Chaf Tes Tezvav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, and who does he quote like? Vein Zep Pachos Mi Chaf Hei. 25. He paskens like the Rambam. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So a little bit, we're going to talk about Tzchach, but today's daf has a number of areas of Tumah V'Tahara. So again, we should be turned on because there's no Bavli or Yerushalmi for Maseches Uksin or Maseches Machshirin. So when we have discussions from Uksin and Machshirin, we should really, really focus. The first Mishnah in Uksin tells us what's an Ukkitz. An Ukkitz is an appendage, is the fancy English word that's used. And that, as we know, let's say a fruit, as we mentioned in the last year. What could be makabel tumah? Four things. Adam, kelim, ochlim, mashkim. Four items in the world could be makabel tumah. A person, a kli, a food, or a drink. A food could be makabel tumah. But not only a food. Let's say there is an appendage to the food. Let's say like you have an apple with a stem. That stem is considered part of the apple. And therefore, let's say if the stem becomes tameh, then that makes the whole apple tameh. Because the stem is considered an appendage. Let's say by an esrog, you have two appendages, right? You have the pitum and the ukitz, hence uksin, right? The ukitz is where it's attached to the tree, and the pitum is where the blossom comes out on the other side. So there are different types of, that's what Maseches uksin is about, the last Masechta in Shas, right? Uksin. So the first Mishnah in uksin discusses this idea of appendages, and the Rambam, the Kol Shehu, there the Mishnah talks about Yados, a yad is like a handle, a ukitz, an appendage, which is considered part of the fruit. But the Mishnayos also talk about shomrim. What about an orange peel? Peel is also an extension, an expansion. So there's differences between Yados and Shomrim, but they're both considered extensions of the fruit or the vegetable for certain halachas of Tumah v'Tahara. So that's what the first Mishnah in Uksin. Kol shu yad velo shomer mitame umitame velo mitzdarif. Shomer apishe eno yad. Talk about the differences between shomer and yados. But the first Rambam in Pirshim Mishnayis, yad hu shebo machzikin. The yad of a fruit or a vegetable is what you hold it with. V'hakavana baze ha'etz ha'mechubar b'tzemach ha'ne'achal. The wood, the stick, that is connected to the food. That you hold it at the time of eating it. I don't know, the cob of the corn, right? Would that be also, let's say, right, sticks out on the side. That's what you hold it with, right? So that's anukitz. Oshetolin osabo, or let's say you want to hang stuff up in your sukkah. Sometimes you'd hang it from the stem of a fruit. Imratzu lagbio, so that's the that's what an anukitz is. So what we're going to talk about here in our Gemara is related to that. So let's see what the Gemara says. Chinina bar shalmia b'shem Rav. What happens if katzel eschach? I cut stalks from the ground. I don't know, maybe stalks of a corn, stalks, whatever it is. Stalks, I cut stalks from the ground. I'm going to use it for my schach. It's good. It's mechubar, it's not mechubar, it grows from the ground, it's not makabel tumah. Question is, I have some, let's say, some nuts, some fruit that are connected to my stalks. I'm not interested in those fruits or nuts or berries, even though those are food. Food is makabel tumah, you can't use it for schach. But the stalks themselves are not. But when I cut it, I'm not interested in the few berries that are on these, let's say I have some branches, I'm going to use them, there's some berries on it. So does that make ruin the whole thing? Right, so says the Gemara, no. Rav says, katzel eschach, if I cut stalks to use for eschach, ein lehen yados. The din of yados, right, yad is an example of an ukitz, of an appendage. A yad doesn't have the din of yados. Because you don't say, oh, there are some berries, and therefore the stalks are makabel tumah, and the whole thing you can't use for eschach. No. If your kavan is to use this whole thing for eschach, so forget the berries. I'm not interested in the berries. So ignore them. Ignore them and just use it for eschach. That's fine. Ein lehem yados. Katzar l'schach. What happens if I cut them for schach? I'm going to plan to use them for schach, and then I change my mind. V'chishav alein l'machal. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to eat those berries. I would like those berries. I cut them. Might as well eat them. So then all of a sudden, boom! So then the stalks become a makabel tumah. They become yados for the fruit, and then they are no longer good. Bava machshava is good enough in one moment of thought. One can create something that's makabel tumah. Right, the berries first are ignored. The second that I decide I want to use I'm going to eat these berries. So then the stalks become makabel tumah. It's only, we'll add, it's only the part of the stalk that is closest to the berry that I would like actually pick up the stalk to eat the berry with. If it's more than three tefachim, right? Sometimes the stalks are very long. So the Mishnah is there say if it's more than three tefachim away from the fruit, so then it's going to be not kazur yad. Because that's its own entity. So that's what Rav says. Again, if you cut them to be schach, fine, perfect. But if you then decide, you know what, I want to eat the fruit, so then the stalks that are close to the berry, that's pasul schach. Katzar lamacha, what about the flip side? What if we just said, it's very easy to make it a makabel tumah and ruin it. But what about the opposite side? When I cut it, I'm cutting it to eat the berries. Katzar lamacha, I cut it to eat the berries, the food. Then I decide, you know what, I want to use it for schach. So could it automatically also be undone? No. It's easier to make something ro'i to be makabel tumah than to make it unro'id to be makabel tumah. Katzar lamachal v'chishav alein l'sachich. What if I cut it lamachal and then I want to make it into schach? So then the Gemara quotes a brisa. Acherim omrim ad sheyehe no. So there, the fruit and the little stalk next to the fruit, that's still ro'i l'makabel tumah, and the only way you can use this for schach is if the stalks are so long that the rest of the stalks are the majority and it could override, so to speak, and be mevatel, the fruit and the little stalk next to it. Achi akash raba al ha'ochel va'al hayad. Until the kash, the stalk that is far from the fruit, right? That's not makabel tumah, that's not called a yad, if that's marbe. Like we had and we're gonna have. You could have bitul barov when it comes to kosher and non-kosher schach. If you can mix it all. So here, if the majority is going to be kosher schach, not makabel tumah, then that would be that would be okay. Rav Ka, and we just add, again, the first line that we just said was Rav, and the second line was a brisa of Acherim. So we said Rav. Rav is the one that said, if you think food, it becomes Makabal Tumah right away. Rav would hold like Acherim, meaning it doesn't go in the other way. It's easy to base something royal Makabal Tumah, but not the other way. What is this? And so Rav and Acherim could fit together. Well, this is based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Meseches Kalim. Baruch Hashem. We had Uksin, we had Kalim, and soon we're going to have Machshirin. Three already. Three of the, I think there's 12 Mesechtas in Taurus, touching on three of them today. So the Mishnah says in Kalim, in the 25th Perek, in Perek Chafei, Mishnah Tes, Kol HaKalim Yardin L'Dei Tumasam B'Machshava. All Kalim could become Mekabel Tumah with thought. Meaning, what's the case there? I'm a carpenter. And I make, something that the piece of wood, it can be used as is. I can use it as a tray to bring food out on. So, but that's not my plan. My plan is to use it to make it into a chair. So right now, it's perfect as a tray, but my plan is to use it to make it into a chair. So says the, so if my plan is not to use it, right now, except to open up the chair, it's not Makabel Tumah yet, because there's no Gemar Malacha. But let's say I decide, you know, I'm going to use it as a tray. Boom, that's enough. It's Makabel Tumah. What if I say, oh, I want to use it as a chair? No, too late. Right? Then you got to do a Maisa. Machshava can make something Makabel Tumah, but to undo it, you're going to have to do a Maisa. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaKelim Yordin L'Dei Tumasan B'Machshava. All Kelim can become Makabel Tumah with just thought. Ve'enam Olam Yidei Tumasam El B'Shini Maisa. But if you want to then make it, you undo it, let's say you want to, you know, I want to make it into a tray, you got to cut the edges. Or something, you gotta, whatever it is. Oh, you wanna make it into a chair, you gotta do something. Okay, but that's what the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying here. That's what Rav would, connect to. Period. So now the Gemara says, Ma Anin Kaimin. What about the following case? Right, the Pnei Moshe, the others talk about, Mana Kaimin is usually used, we've had it in Yerushalmi often, to explain what we just quoted. Right? What are we talking, what's the case? Right? Hechi dummy, the Bavli often says. But this Manan Kaiman is different. It's just saying, what about the following case? Manan Kaiman, what do we say about the following case? As we know, there's an issue of, next topic, Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah. Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah. What is that? So we know that Mishnayos and Machshirin discuss, food can be Makabel Tumah only if, right, I think of it as food, but then it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids. Yad Shach Adam, the last Perek in Machshirin, Perek Zayin in Machshirin discusses the seven liquids. So if I cut an apple from the tree, and now it's a perfect, beautiful apple, and I'm planning to eat it, it's still not Makabel Tumah until it becomes wet after it was detached. Every fruit and vegetable are wet when it's attached, right? It rains. But after it's detached, and then it has to become wet in order for it to be Makabel Tumah. So what about the following case? Ma'anin kaimen. Katzar l'schach. I cut these things that we said, these stalks with some fruit on them, but I have in mind for it to be schach. So therefore it's not Makabel Tumah. I don't care about the little berries on it. I'm going to use it for schach. Meanwhile, in my state of, I want to use it for schach. Guess what? It rained the next day. Well, it's in my backyard. So now it got all wet. But that's okay. I'm not planning to use it for food. Because it's not Makabel, it's not, I'm using it for schach. The hokshiru, it became wet. The amar, and then I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to use it for schach, but then after Sukkis, I'm going to eat the fruit. Right now, I don't want to use it for, I'm not going to eat it. By the time Sukkis, right, finishes, it's dry. So usually something that gets wet, even if it's dry, once it became wet, it's good enough. But here, at the time that it got wet, I'm not planning to use it as food. Right, so therefore, do we say that becoming wet is significant? Because in a week from now, I'm going to plan to use it as food, and then it's going to have to be wet in order for it to be Makabel Tumah. So becoming wet before the time that you plan to use it as food, it's a very lumdish question. Right? L'kesheyasu mitzvasan achzirem legorem. After I finish the mitzvah of sukkah, I'm going to bring it back to the threshing floor in order to prepare it into food. Srichen echzer pam shniya. Do we say that it needs a heksher a second time, right? In order, because it has to have a heksher at a time when, in my mind, it's food. Or it already was hokshar. So again, it's a great question. Just have to figure out, you know, what do you, it's about the heksher or not. Is it interesting? Maybe this is totally on. We mentioned this generally often when Hechsher comes up. A machlokes we've shown him the svar behind Hechsher, or how would you formulate? Why does an apple have to become wet before it becomes tame? Right? Why does it have to become wet? So the Ramban in Parsha Shmini, where the Psukim describe Hechsher is a didaraisa. It's not like this, wow, Torah Shebal Peh. It's a Pasuk in Chumash, right? Parsha Shmini. Pasuk says, Kol Zera Zeru Asher Yizareah, right? It has to become wet. So the Ramban there says, V'tama Hechsher, this is Vayikra Yud Aleph Lamed Zayin. Says the Ramban, there are certain spiritual pores that are only open when it becomes wet. That's the Ramban. Okay, Kabbalistic idea. Ki lichloch hasheretz v'hametamim yidavek b'ma'achalim b'lachus v'lo kein b'yaveshim. It's got to get wet in order to transmit tumah. That's the way tumah is transferred. V'yasta torah harchaka yaseira, and even if it gets dry, it's like lo nitznu. We've quoted this before, the concept of a low plug on a daraisa level. And even after it becomes dry, but it becomes wet already, so it's all included. That's the Ramban. But there's another idea. Rashi and Shmini, and also the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch notes, he talks about, obviously he gives a Tama Mitzvah like he always does, says, why does it become wet? Says the Chinuch, maybe it's not really called a fruit or vegetable until you wash it off. Until it becomes wet. Because after all, before you eat a fruit or a vegetable, you wash it. You wash it. So maybe it doesn't have a shame ochel until it's hukshar l'kabel tumah. Even though one of the, honey, and there's a lot of, not just water, it's like seven liquids, if you wash it in wine. But, says the chinuch, ein kol ochel sheba ochel ba'olam, nikra, this is kufsamach, nikra ochel l'kabel tumah. The food is not called a food, achiyav olavayim, until water comes onto it. Me'acha shenek amenakarka. And that's the chinuch. He says that lashon twice. That's Rashi says that too. So maybe that is connected to our suffix here. If you say that heksher is needed because it's not a food until it becomes wet, so maybe then you would say that wet beforehand is meaningless, right? Because it's not ochel yet. Only when you decide it's going to be ochel later on, okay, then that's a b'mukshar. But if you say it is ochel, it just needs the spiritual pores open. So then maybe a later, you know, it got wet. Now it was ochel that got wet. And later on, you could say the spiritual pores have already been opened. Maybe. That could be the tali. If not, there's other ways to explain the machlokes. But that is one. It's about heksher. Okay, we continue. Next. Getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, well, the last three words of the Mishnah, you can use anything for walls. Anything is kosher. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Chama bar Chanina. Right? Often in the Yerushalmi, we don't have the title line. Like in Bavli, it'll quote you the line from the Mishnah that we're talking about. In Yerushalmi, often it doesn't. It just like goes right in. So Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, doesn't the pasuk say, Visakosa al ha'aron esakapores? You will put, it's a paroches. Right? The pasuk is the paroches, the curtain between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim. But the word used in the Torah is Visakosa, related to the word schach. So schach is used for the paroches. Mikan sha'adofin kari schach. One second. So you see from here that a vertical wall, which the paroches was, the curtain, it's called schach in the Torah. So shouldn't you say then that the tefanos should be subject to the same requirements as schach? Because you see in the Torah, the wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim is called schach. Gemara says, no, just the opposite. What do you see from here? That the wall can be the Dara Makabel Tumah. The paroches, the curtain, that's makabel tumah. It's a kli. Mikacho osin defanos bedavershu makabel tumah. The opposite, right? Good kasha, but I think your kasha is really the answer. It's really a proof to me, to the halacha, that you can make defanos with a davar hamakabel tumah because the curtains are makabel tumah. Period. Next, iser derabanan related to schach, right? What do we have? The yesterday's daf we had one of the requirements for schach, as we said, ain't a makabel tumah, grows from the ground and not attached to the ground. So, and we just had in this Mishnah so far today, business of Drabanan of bundles, right? The bundles, the gzera, you might come to be mesachik with it, and you didn't use it for, you didn't put it on there for sale. Next, Isser Drabanan, possibly, machlokas. Mesachachim bin Nisarim divir of Yehuda, for a mayor oser. There's a certain type of board that is no good. We'll get to 2 days in the Gemara, which type of board is under machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to use these boards. And the mayor says, no, you're not allowed to use these boards. It's an issa d'rabbanan, certain types of boards. Even though boards, you should say, they're not a kli, right? Because that's called in halacha pshute kli eitz. So if you have a flat wooden board, it's not makabel tuma. And that's what we're talking about here, flat wooden boards, pshute kli eitz. There's no base kipel, there's no receptacle on it. So it should be tar. It should be in a makabel tuma. But issa d'rabbanan. Rameir is going to aser machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. We'll get back to the lashon of oser. Let's just mention it right now. We'll see in the Gemara that Rameir doesn't only say it's oser, but he says it's posel. I mean, it's not just oser to do lachanchila, it ruins your sukkah if you use these boards. So the Ritva here on Daf Yadalid in the Bavli wonders, why does it say oser, which sounds like a din lachanchila and not posel? So the Ritva says, maybe to allude to us that it's only posel midrabanan. Right, not daraisa. If you say psula, then maybe you might think it's daraisa. If you say oser, so it's clearly that the Ritva says that's the rabbanan that are telling you to aser, which we could spend a lot of time on. The rabbanan may be focused on the gavra, and that's why oser is hinting to an iser de rabbanan, while the iserei Torah focus on the chefsa. But we'll leave that for now. Machlokas. Then the Mishnah has a line, which is a discussion. Is this according to everybody or just according to Rabbi Yehuda? If you put a board on your sukkah that is 4 tfachim wide, it's still kosher. It doesn't ruin your sukkah. You just can't sleep under it. Can't sleep under it. We'll have to see, where is that board located? Is it in the middle of your sukkah? Is it on the side of your sukkah? That will determine whether this line is according to everyone or only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Viter. So what is this board that's under discussion in the Mishnah? Machlokes. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, v'shiyesh b'em rochav arba nechleku. Rav says, where the board is 4 tfachim wide, that is where the machlokes is. Why? Because that was the size of most boards that people used for their houses in those days. So this is called, in the Bavli, gzeiras tikra. Right? We make a gzeira, you can't have schach that basically looks like your house. And uses the same type of schach that your house has. So in the days of old, the days of the Mishnah, they used boards, wooden houses, wooden roofs, that were 4 tefachim wide. So the mayor says, even if you put these on l'shem sukkah, we're not going to let you because it basically looks like your house. And you might come and say, you know what, I'll just use my house this year. Right? That's the gzeira d'rabbanan. Right? Because you can't use, right, the Karban Edir quotes, the psul, the sukkah amarachmana velo beso shal kalashana. Right, so that's why if it's 4 tefachim wide. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then everybody says it's okay. The case under machlokas of the Mishnah, 4 tefachim wide. That's Rav Shita. That's the issue. Rabbi Yasa, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, different idea. B'mishupin likelim nechleku. What if you already sanded and carved and shaped the boards? We're talking about boards that you aren't just like boards that y'all, like you cut down a tree. And you got a board. You chiseled and you made them nice, that you're going to use them for a kli. You can use them to make into a nice kli, into a nice closet. But meanwhile, you're going to use it for schach. But as of now, it's not a closet yet. So you're allowed to use these. We had this one line about this yesterday also. So it's boards that you, again, refined in some way that you're going to use for a kli, but not now it's not a kli. So it's not makabel tuma yet. So Rameir says, d'rabbanan, you can't use that because if you use this, you might come to even use the kli. You might come to use the board even after you fashioned it into a kli. So that's the 2 days. What's the machlokas between Rameir and Behuda? Is it about 4 tefach wide boards? And the issue is gzeiras tikra. Or is the issue boards that are now fancy and you did something to it and gzeira kalim? Is it gzeiras tikra or gzeiras kalim? So Gemara says, do each one of the opinions hold like the other one too? Or are they exclusive? So the Gemara is going to say they both hold of each other. V'harav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav b'sheish b'em rochav arba nechleku. Right, the first day was that they hold that it's about the boards that are 4 tefachim wide. Habim mishupin l'kelim divrei kol mutter. But would they say that in Rabbi Yochanan's case, everybody says it's not a problem? Someone says no. Minman da'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav would because Rav said elsewhere. We had this on yesterday's daf. Sichacha b'shalvios psula shalvios are these type we had yesterday. They're types of boards that are not, you didn't make them into kalim yet, but you've prepared them to use. That's our case. So psula v'amrin and the talmidim said Rabbi Meir ori. Oh, that's like Rabbi Meir's opinion. So you see, even by the boards that were refined, hada amar, he hada, he hada. So you see, it must be that Rav holds that the machlokas is by both. Because the Talmidim here said, that sheet, Shalvios, is only going to Derby Meir. And the opposite. Ha, Reb Yosa, skip the next three words, B'shem Reb Yochanan. B'mishub al-Kalim Nechlaku, the second sheet of Reb Yochanan, that the machlokas in the Mishnah is about where they refined them to use for Kalim. Habsheshbem Rocham Rabba Divri Akol Asr. Would everybody agree that if it was for Tzachab Wine, it's Asr? Right? Would Reb Yehuda agree in that case? The Gemara answers no. Min Ma Dahori Reb Yosi B'Sidra Rabba. Where Reb Yosi said in the Beis Medrash, Sidra is the Beis Medrash, the big Beis Medrash, Maltara. Maltara is a type of fancy crossbeam that was created. We had this back in Erevin, Maltara. Mesachinba, you could use a Maltara. V'yamrinan k'Reb Yehuda hori. Oh, that's only like Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda wouldn't allow that. So you see, hada amra hi hada hi hada. So you see, again, he's talking about, they're talking about the other shita as well, and therefore these are just two suggestions, but they both agree with each other. And the reason they say their shita is just to tell me a chiddush in one of the shitas of the Tanaim. Even in this case, it's kosher. Even in this case, he says pasul. But really, they both hold of each other in terms of the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda would be about both. Be about both. So now we're up to what exactly? Where is the board located? That's problematic. So we're going to have three shitas in the Amoraim. Where is the board located that is under discussion of Machlokas? So Beis Shem, we'll have to start with that next time. We'll start with Shmuel Amar. We'll have three shitas explaining the Mishnah. Again, there's a lot more here. The Pnei Yeshua has another reason, besides that Ritva, why, maybe we'll start with that next time, why it says Oser and not Pasul, but I guess we'll leave that for now. Okay, we'll stop here.